You've got to know some friends or even your own works. Any kind of faithfulness to maybe bringing some Spanish composers' music over here that is too little known and doing it with this orchestra, or will that be?
I don't think we will have time enough. If we would have like at least, I don't know, 5, 6 weeks a year or something, I could vary a little bit more. But I think it's important, it's challenging, but it's possible to keep within the frame of a couple of programs a year within the next 3.5 years to keep a strong balance. So first of all, this commission is very important. I want to also bring American new music and to give also some space to American young composers. And yes, of course, I want to do something with a little bit of Spanish orientation. I don't tend to program
No,
very
no,
much in
no.
a nationalistic way. When there is a context or a way to bring a great piece by a great Spanish composer, when it makes sense strongly in the program, in the musical context, of course, I always like to do that. Not by the fact that I'm Spanish or Latin or European. I want necessarily to bring something because of
I
making
was
a
thinking more in the
stamp.
context of newer voices, new Spanish composers go the other direction, early music. I mean, this orchestra is known for doing, the big core works of Bach, Haydn, stuff. But I mean, will ideas, hopes that you can bring, I mean, you have this background of bringing this theatrical Spanish works of the 18th century with the group you founded years ago. I mean, you've got a great depth of knowledge here, so expanding their horizons from Baroque on back a little bit too, hopes of doing that.
This is already in my plans, and we want to make progress as I do quite often, in fact, with bigger symphony orchestras to add. I mean, I'm now thinking, for instance, in next September, I'm going to conduct VDR, this WDR orchestra in Cologne,
Right, the West Germany,
and there is a 10th anniversary of the Dortmund Philharmonie. It's a long concert with two intermissions and mixing many different things. But the first half, we start with Telemann Don Quixote suite. I have a little Spanish orientation there with Telemann. And right after that, we play Strauss Don Quixote. So this is a great combination. You have a strong theme and combining this. This I like very much, as much as I can. I've done this in New York previously. I remember last year, there was an ACJW ensemble. We did Ravel, Vivaldi, Handel, Bach, Schoenberg. And I've done with mostly Mozart, Bach, Bruch, and Beethoven. And so, I mean, with this orchestra, the Orchestra of Saint-Luc's, of course, I have to do this because they are the most flexible and open-minded musicians. And so this is something important. And I can tell you even that Norman Benzeken, he's the chairman of the board of the orchestra, he's a passionate for Boccherini. Boccherini, I mean, is Italian, but Spanish adopted. He spent in Spain more than 30 years. He composed all his music at the service of the Spanish king. And Boccherini, I've done a few great pieces of Boccherini, and this is something I had already in mind and doing something with some great singer. Boccherini has this Baroque-oriented zarzuelas, Italian style in music, but with a Spanish
A little flavor to it.
flavor in Spanish text. And so this is something.
Because this orchestra can also fall right into your passion with opera, too. On March 14th of next year at Carnegie Hall, the Orchestra of St. Luke's will present André Previn's operatic setting of Tennessee Williams' A Streetcar Named Desire, with Renee Fleming in the role of Blanche DuBois. To celebrate this, here is music of Mr. Previn and Ms. Fleming. First, another celebrated diva, Kathleen Battle, sings the first song of Previn's song cycle called Honey and Rue on texts of Toni Morrison, the song First I'll Try Love. The composer conducts the Orchestra of St. Luke's, and then that ensemble is led by their past principal conductor, Sir Charles McCarris, as we'll hear Ms. Fleming sing the aria Ach, ich fühl's from Magic Flute by Mozart.
Thank you.
Recordings. Now, you said you're off to record. You're going to make recordings coming out this fall with the Freiburger Baroque Orchestra, which is a great group, and you're very close to them. This orchestra also has a rich history of recording, the Orchestra St. Luke's. So this is hopes and plans section of the interview, I guess. Hopes to record with these?
This is already, I mean, even when we were still discussing plans, discussing our future together, that was part of an important part, as equally as the commission and the touring plans and the recording. It's already an important part of this first period. And we are still finding the repertoire, but the recording will happen for sure in the 13-14 season. And we will probably do the recording together with Harmonia Mundi, which is great. A label I'm working with. It's a wonderful international level with a very high profile and great and deep artistic view.
No, it's a great label. Broadcasts, well, you are working with WWFM, so I hope as your tenure goes that we get to hear you on the podium coming through our airwaves and sending your concerts to thousands of more ears that can come to Carnegie. Last thing is where we're sitting. You have now with an orchestra that has a home in this incredible Domanus Center. What do you hope to accomplish in here, in this center, which is 21st century state-of-the-art, equipped and technologically advanced place to rehearse, also record.
Also record.
And maybe one day perform as well.
But. Yeah. In fact, these performance possibilities, they are already, I mean, it's not a concert hall, but for sure the orchestra has already, and we will develop that, and organizing also public activities, I mean, in terms of chamber concerts, in terms of even broadcasts live from the Mena Center. And these are things we want to develop. And also the fact that we can also host other ensembles and we can bring here others, this makes this an incredibly exciting and lively place in New York. So I think this is very important achievement. This opens also a new exciting period. And also it's important to have the place not only as a residence but also as a brand of the orchestra, that you can get Orchestra St. Luke's Timpana Center as well as, I don't know, the Concertgebouw Orchestra to the whole. And each orchestra shapes very much its identity in its place, in its surroundings, but also the place itself and the personality, not only acoustically but also in the personality that lies there. And this is a meeting point of many musicians and many ensembles and orchestras. So, and this comes from those people to the Mena Center and then from the Mena Center outside. So this communication that you can host, like Freiburg Baroque Orchestra today that we are rehearsing now, I mean, so happy to bring them home, you know, and they can be here. So this necessarily brings the Orchestra of St. Luke's also this open-minded, communicative spirit.
Yeah, these spaces of confluence of artistic, which I think this is setting the pattern for that. I hope when we chat 8 years from now and you sign your second extension with your OSO and that you have accomplished so much, because I think your energy and your wide palette of what you bring, successfully bring, to this orchestra, which has also an extremely wide palette of what they do, and they do so well. We'll see. Time will tell. But it looks like a great fit. I close all my cadenas interviews with two quick questions. The first is hypothetical. We just dealt in a hypothetical of 8 years. Let's go a little bit further back. If you could sit and chat with someone from the past, like we've been chatting, pick their brain, someone you never had a chance to, what's the first name that pops in?
Bach.
It would be Bach. Bach is runaway number one answer. For conductors, it's all over the place. It could be Mahler and all this. But Bach, for you, makes sense. And
because I still don't believe that this could be human, you know? And it's like someone religious or whatever, they would like to meet God. So, I mean, just to sit in front and to say, you are like a human being, you know?
So you wouldn't really chat, you just stare at it.
Sure.
All right, just to get that clear. The final question is a non-musical question. Now, I know you try to escape back to Granada, which is your centering point, and you can see the Alhambra. You have your Monday weekends and all this stuff, but when you have to get away from music and have to clear your head, I mean, what do you do? Passions, enjoyment, relaxation, pleasure, but that can take you away because you are surrounded by it, as not only your resume, but your current state of activity shows. What do you do when you have to get away?
Gardening. Yeah, at home. I go home
and
I just just going there and sitting there, taking care of my plants, and that's it.
Now,
that's
as your times in Granada get further and further apart due to commitments, who watches over the garden?
Well, I have some people help me, for the garden. And there is now a wonderful automatic system of watering. You know, you don't hear anything. Everything is under the ground.
Yeah.
The ground. And then early in the morning, everything is fresh and it's being watered, and then you can program it and you are away. You know the plants, even if now in Spain it's 40 degrees Celsius, the plants are beautiful.
And you're growing something you can eat or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I'm growing there eggplants and tomatoes and lettuce and grapes and green pepper, and also have like mint and rosemary and all these things. Yeah,
you've given great hope to global musicians all over the globe that they can actually have a down-home hobbyist gardening, albeit in a beautiful place in Granada.
Yeah.
I wish you the best, sir. I think it's going to be a great tenure. I think it's going to be a great partnership. Thank you so much for taking
thank
some time.
You very much, and hope to
I hope we go on for years communicating and bringing your artistry with this great orchestra to many more thousands of years.
Fantastic. Thank you.
The new principal conductor of the Orchestra of St. Luke's, Pablo Jerez Casado. To finish up the Orchestra of St. Luke's 2012-13 season, Yvonne Fischer leads a performance of the St. Matthew Passion of Bach at Carnegie Hall on March 28th at 8 p.m. On April 12th and 13th, in commemoration of the 100th anniversary of the premiere of Stravinsky's Rite of Spring, the Orchestra of St. Luke's, along with puppeteer Basil Twist, present The Rite of Spring at 100. April 20th, a performance of the Mozart Requiem is part of the National High School Choral Festival, and then to close out, a series of chamber concerts on April 28th at the Brooklyn Museum and May 1st and 3rd at the Morgan Library and Museum. Music of Schubert, Bartok, and Brahms, the concerts called Three-Part Inventions. Once again, my guest debuts in a season concert with the Orchestra of St. Luke's on February 7th at Carnegie Hall in a concert of Beethoven, Chopin, Debussy, orchestrated by Zender and Schumann. All of this information is on the Orchestra of St. Luke's website, oslmusic.org. You can find out more about my guest at his site, Pablo Jerez Casado, PabloHerezCasado.com. Another important program note, on October 25th of this month at 8 p.m., WWFM will air another Orchestra of St. Luke's concert, this a special first hearing of a new recording, and all I'll say is it's music of Mahler. Tune in to find out. Israel Herman will be your host with a special guest. Just as this ensemble contracts and expands from chamber to orchestra, so we'll do the same. We began this program with Haydn, played by the Orchestra of St. Luke's Chamber Ensemble. We'll go out with the Orchestra of St. Luke's Orchestra in the final movement of that composer's Symphony No. 101, subtitled The Clock. The late Sir Charles McCarris conducts, and will anticipate many great concerts and recordings from the Orchestra of St. Luke's under their new principal conductor and my guest today, Pablo Jerez Casado. As always, I'm glad you're in the audience today, and I hope you'll join me here each week for a chat with the great classical musicians of our area and the globe. Remember, you can catch any recent past Cadenza program by going to wwfm.org and clicking on webcasts. Thanks for listening. I'm David Ozenberg, and this has been Cadenza, a production of the Classical Network and wwfm.org, now celebrating 30 years of innovative programming of great music.